Well, what do you want to know?
What was the fine?
What was fine?
Well, not guilty or guilty?
Well, I think that's...
Well, you keep saying, well, you know, in that Stuckford word, you prat.
What? What did you just call me?
Prat, I think the word was.
Prat?
Yes.
Well, why should
Barely
you call...
at Prat.
Why would you call me that?
I don't know. Because I'm mad.
You are, aren't
I
you?
I am, absolutely. Yeah. Really old twist, though.
Seek some medical attention.
You've not told me the result yet.
Result of what?
The case.
I don't know what you're on about. What case? Eh?
You, of course, are very sensible, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Probert.
What about it?
What was the result?
The result of what?
The case with the DTI at Dudley Magistrates Court.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but I would go and seek some medical attention.
I'll go with you one day, most probably.
You will, will you?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. What do you think of me? Why do you say I'm ill?
Well, because the silly things you do.
What do I do?
Well, you come around and knock my door at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, I don't think that's silly.
It is. It's totally out of order.
Why is that?
Well, because it's not the kind of thing to do.
Knocking the door at 4:30 in the morning?
Well, actually, it becomes a nuisance.
What's the nuisance?
Well, having people knock your door at 4:30 in the morning.
You're never there later on. I had to give you this message personally because, you know, you or your friends put these awful things about me on packet.
But
I know you don't, of course, but I mean, I think you do.
Well, you flatly accused me on the day of doing it.
Of what?
You accused me of putting the message out.
Well, most probably you did.
On packet radio.
Yes, most probably you did. I mean, it's easy to change. It's like the other one you put out and this message you sent to my box. I mean, nobody can prove it, can they? But one just has to make assumptions.
Well.
You know.
So you think you're right then, do you?
I think I'm right about what?
Well, the assumptions you're making.
Of course.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Anyway, have a nice evening and...
Oh, what was the result?
And sleep tight.
Well, why do you do these things to me?
Why do I do what?
Why do you talk about me on the radio and all this?
I don't know what you're on about.
Why do you talk in a squeaky voice on the radio?
Well, why can't I talk on a squeaky voice in the radio?
Well, nothing. Well, why do you stop other people talking?
I don't.
Why do you interfere?
People...
Why do you swear? Why do you tell lies about me on the radio?
I don't know what you're on about.
Well, all these things you and your friend George says. Just tell me what George's telephone number is. I'll ring him. Robert.
Well, you may as well just stick on the phone to me.
Why?
Well, because, obviously you know a lot about me.
Not really. I just want to know why there's this little war going on where you forever are taking my good name away.
What good name?
Oh, well, I've not got one. What I think's a good name.
So, Malcolm, you are off your chump.
Why did you say that?
Because you're an absolute lunatic.
Well, if you keep saying that, I mean, you know, why should you say I'm a lunatic?
Because...
I mean, I've got my tape recorder going as well.
Normal,
so carry on.
Normal people...
Go on.
Normal people...
Yes.
Don't go knocking people's doors.
Yes, not this is a...
At 4:30 in the morning.
This is a tape recorded telephone message with Stephen Goles of 422-8282. Carry on.
Well, you can laugh, Matthew.
Listen, I've forgotten your doodah, your mobile phone.
Why would you want it?
Oh, well, you get it out usually on the recording machine.
Are you going to put it out on packet radio?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
Well, would I put anything on packet radio?
I don't know.
Not at all. No, what is it?
I don't know.
I've forgotten what it was.
I
just have to wait for your recorded message to come on again. I'll find the bits of paper I wrote it on.
So you're going to give me another nuisance phone call then?
This is not a nuisance phone call. This is one good friend calling another.
No, absolutely not.
Having little jokes about their little sallies on the radio. Of course, we know the rules of this game, that you can give it, but you are not allowed to have anybody do anything to you or ring you, sir.
Good.
Oh, is that your wife?
Goodbye.
Left, oh, that's a blow.
Yeah, goodbye, Malcolm.
Why is that?
Because I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, you always talk on the radio.
I don't talk to you on the radio. Bye-bye, Malcolm. Bye bye.
I'll see you at 4:30 some other time.
Yeah, you come in.
Yeah, there's all the messages. Just keep sending them and I'll keep posting them.
Well.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Absolutely. Well, what do you want to know?
Well, what was the fine?
Was
he found not guilty or guilty?
Well, I think
well,
that's
well, he keeps saying, well, you know we're not stuck for his words, you little prat.
What? What did you just call me?
Prat, I think the word was.
Prat?
Yes.
Well, why should
Mary
you
call... at Prat.
Why would you call me that?
I don't know. Because I'm mad.
You are, aren't
I
you?
I am, absolutely, really
yeah.
Old twist, though.
Seek some medical attention.
You've not told me the result yet.
Result of what?
The case.
I don't know what you're on about. What case? Eh?
You, of course, are very sensible, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Probert.
What about it?
What was the result?
The result of what?
The case. With the DTI at Dudley Magistrates Court.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but I would go and seek some medical attention.
I'll go with you one day, most probably.
You will you?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. What do you think of me? Why do you say I'm ill?
Well, because there's silly things you do.
What do I do?
Well, you come around and knock my door at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, I don't think that's silly.
It is. It's totally out of order.
Why is that?
Well, because it's
well,
not the kind of thing to do. Well, actually, it becomes a nuisance.
What's the nuisance?
Well, having people knock your door at 4:30 in the morning.
You're never there later on. I had to give you this message personally because, you know, you or your friends put these awful things about me on the packet.
But
I know you don't, of course, but I mean, I think you do.
Well, you flatly accused me on the day of doing it.
Of what?
You accused me of putting the message out.
Well, most probably you did.
On packet radio?
Yes, most probably you did. I mean, it's easy to change. It's like the other one you put out and this message you sent to my box. I mean, nobody can prove it, can they? But one just has to make assumptions.
Well.
You know.
So you think you're right then, do you?
Think I'm right about what?
Well, the assumptions you're making.
Yeah, of course.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Anyway, have a nice evening and...
Oh, what was the result?
And sleep tight.
Well, why do you do these things to me?
Why do I do what?
Why do you talk about me on the radio and all this?
I don't know what you're on about.
Why do you talk in a squeaky voice on the radio?
Well, why can't I talk on a squeaky voice on the
well,
radio?
Well, nothing. But why do you stop other people talking?
I don't.
Why do you interfere?
People...
Why do you swear?
You...
Why do you tell lies about me on the radio?
I don't know what you're on about.
Well, all these things you and your friend George says. Tell me what George's telephone number is. I'll ring him. Robert.
Well, you may as well just stick on the phone to me.
Why?
Well, because, obviously you know a lot about me.
Not really. I just want to know why there's this little war going on where you forever are taking my good name away.
What good name?
Oh, well, I've not got one. What I think's a good name.
So, Malcolm, you are off your chump.
Why do you say that?
Because you're an absolute lunatic.
Well, if you keep saying that, I mean, you know, what... Why should you say I'm a lunatic?
Because...
I mean, I've got my tape recorder going as well.
Normal,
so carry on.
Normal people...
Go on.
Normal people...
Yes.
Don't go knocking yes. people's doors...
Yes, not... This is a...
At 4:30 in the morning...
This is a tape recorder telephone message with Stephen Goals at 422-8282. Carry on.
Well, you can well, laugh, Matthew.
Listen, I've forgotten your your doodah, your mobile phone.
Why would you want it?
Well, you give it out usually on the recording machine.
Are you going to put it out on packet radio?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
Would I put anything on packet radio?
I don't know.
Not at all. No, what is it?
I don't know.
I've forgotten what it was.
0860 522 055 500.
No, it's not that.
716.
No, 522-055, I think it is. I just have to wait for your recorded message to come on again. I'll find the bits of paper I wrote it on.
So you're going to give me another nuisance phone call, then?
not a nuisance phone call. This is one good friend calling another.
No, absolutely not.
Having little jokes about their little sallies on the radio. Of course, we know the rules of this game, that you can give it, but you are not allowed to have anybody do anything to you or ring you, sir.
Good.
Oh, is that your wife?
Goodbye.
Oh, that's a blow.
Yeah, goodbye, Malcolm.
Why is that?
Because I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, you always talk on the radio.
I don't talk to you on the radio. Bye-bye, Malcolm. Bye-bye.
I'll see you at 4:30 some other time.
Yeah, you come in.
Yeah, there's all the messages. Just keep sending them and I'll keep posting them.
Well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.